B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin daf tzadik beis. We're going to start 10 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Itmar, shtei chatzeiros, and we're discussing now the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds that all chatzeiros are a single rashus, as agagois, karpifios, etc. They're all considered a single rashus, and one can carry on Shabbos from one to the other, providing that the items that are being carried were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in and were not in a bayis. Shtei chatzeiros v'churvo achas beinehen. What happens if you have chotzer, the right-hand chotzer, and a left-hand chotzer, and a churva, which is a dilapidated, ruined building in between the two chatzeiros, and achas irva v'achas lo irva. The right-hand chotzer, they had an eruv chatzeiros between themselves. The left-hand chotzer did not have an eruv chatzeiros between them. And let's just recap. We saw in a previous Gemara, there's a machlekas Rav and Shmuel, whether according to Reb Shimon, who allows people to carry from one chotzer to the next, even though there's no eruv chatzeiros between the two chatzeiros, does he also allow them to do that when one of the chatzeiros have their own eruv chatzeiros between the bayis and the chotzer? The challenge with that case would be that since there's an eruv between the bayis and the chotzer, people are prone to take out items, utensils from the bayis on Shabbos into the chotzer. And those kelim, since when Shabbos came in they were in the bayis, are not allowed to be taken to a neighboring chotzer in the absence of an eruv chatzeiros between the two chatzeiros. So even though Reb Shimon has got no issue with carrying something from chotzer to chotzer, if the items were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, but he agrees that if they were in the bayis, then they are not allowed to be taken to the second chotzer. So Rav says that in fear that a person will get confused and take out kelim that were in the bayis when Shabbos came in and take them from chotzer to chotzer, that in that case Reb Shimon will not allow people to carry from chotzer to chotzer in the absence of an eruv. However, Shmuel and Reb Yechanon, they understand, according to Reb Shimon, there's no such concern, and even if there was an eruv between the bayis and the chotzer, nonetheless, one is allowed to carry those items that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, are allowed to be carried to a neighboring chotzer, even though there's no eruv between the two chatzeris. That's a sugi we saw previously. So let's try and apply that to this Gemara here. You have a chotzer on the right, and they have an eruv between the batim and that chotzer, which means that in that chotzer, there's also going to be items that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, and also items that were in the batim when Shabbos came in and are now in the chotzer. The other chotzer, the left-hand chotzer, does not have a local eruv chatzeris, which means that the only items in the chotzer are those that were there when Shabbos came in. So Rav Huna, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said, and Rav Huna was actually a Talmid of Rav, and Rav says that in the case where there is an Eruv between the Batim and the Chotzer, you're not allowed to carry from Chotzer to Chotzer. So he says, Noisnin Oisa, this Churva, we give it Lezu Shelo Irva. Only the people in the left-hand Chotzer who do not have a local Eruv Chatzeris, and the items in their Chotzer are only those that were in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in, therefore they are allowed to take their items from the Chotzer into the churva, because the churva has a similar status to a chotzer, at least according to Reb Shimon. However, the right-hand chotzer that have their own eruv, they are not allowed to carry from the chotzer into the churva, even the kelim that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, because we're afraid they're going to get confused with the kelim that were in the bayis when Shabbos came in. Aval l'she irva loy. The chotzer that has its own eruv chatzeiros are not allowed to carry from their chotzer into the churva. Dilma osi la'afuke mona debatim l'churva, because we're afraid that they're going to take the items, the utensils that were in the bayis when Shabbos came in, and due to the eruv chatzeiros they had, those utensils are now in the chotzer. We're afraid those kelim are also going to find their way to the churva, and that's osa, since there's no eruv between the chotzer and the churva. V'chia bar Rav, Omar. Chia was actually the son of Rav, and he held in the name of Rav, not like Rav Huna. He said differently. He says, af l'she'irva. He heard from his father Rav that af misha irva, that the churva does not belong more to the left-hand chotzer that doesn't have an eruvei chatzeris than to the right-hand chotzer that does have an eruvei chatzeris. But Rav did not tell Rav Chiya explicitly, does that mean that both chatzeris are mutter to carry into the churva, those kelim that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in? Or does that mean that both are not allowed to carry into the churva? So in this version, in the first version of the Gemara, Chiya bar Rav said that even though I only heard from my father Rav that there's no difference between the two chatzeris, I'm assuming, says Chiya bar Rav, ushtehen asurais, that neither of them are allowed to carry into the churva. The one that has the eruv is not allowed to carry into the churva, as we saw before, even Rav Huna agrees, because we're afraid that the utensils that were in the bayis are going to be taken into the churva. And the other chotzer is also not allowed to carry into the churva, because we're afraid that if the left-hand chotzer can carry their items into the churva, that the right-hand chotzer will do the same. And the right-hand chotzer, we do not allow them to carry into the churva because of our fear, and therefore both of them are not allowed to carry into the churva. Ve'im Tomer, says Chir Barav, are you wanting to suggest that when my father said that the churva belongs to both chatzeris equally, that shtein mutaris, what he meant to say was that both of them are equally mutar to carry from the chotzer into the churva? I have a challenge with that. There's a reason that I, Chir, assume that both are osar. Mipnei ma einoistin chotzer shaloi irva lechotzer she'irva. If my father Rav allowed the chotzer that had an eruv to carry into the things that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, to carry them into the churva, then why did Rav say previously in the previous Gemara that the chotzer that has an eruv is not allowed to carry into another chotzer? Because we're afraid that the utensils that were in the bayis that found their way into the chotzer are going to also go into the other chotzer, and that's asur. Why over there are we afraid? And here in the churva, why would Rav say that the chotzer that has an eruv is allowed to carry into the churva? And therefore, says Chiya bar Rav, I'm assuming that my father Rav meant that both chatzeris are not allowed to carry into the churva. And says the Gemara, no. It could be that Rav held that both chatzeris are allowed to carry into the churva, and nonetheless, it's not a contradiction to what Rav said before, that when you have two chatzeris next to each other, that the chotzer that has an eruv is not allowed to carry into the other chotzer. Hasam, given the mintari mono debatim bechotzer, osi lafuke. Over there, in the case before, we were only talking about two chatzeris, and we're talking about kelim that are in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, and kelim that come from the bayis and are put into the chotzer. It's very common for the kelim of the bayis to be stored in the chotzer. And the same way as the kelim can be stored in the chotzer that belongs to that bayis, they can equally be stored in a different chotzer. And therefore we have every right to be afraid that if you allow the chotzer that has an eruv to carry into the other chotzer, maybe the kelim that were in the bayis when Shabbos came in are also going to find their way into that chotzer. However, in the case of the churva, b'churva, kiven delay montari mona de chotzer b'churva. Since one does not normally protect or guard or keep kelim that belong in the chotzer, we do not normally store them in a churva, and therefore we have very little concern that kelim that are not supposed to be in the churva are going to find their way in the churva. And therefore we're not afraid that the kelim that came from the bayis into the chotzer are going to find their way into the churva as easily as they would into another chotzer. And therefore, you cannot bring proof from Rav before to what Rav would say here. Ikad Omra. There's another version. Chir Barav Omar Afle She'irvo. In this version, again, Chir Barav said, I heard from my father Rav that even the chotzer that has its own Eruvei Chatzeris has the same relationship to the churva as the other chotzer, the one that did not make an eruv. But in this version, Chiya bar Rav is saying, ushtein mutoris. And I'm assuming that Rav meant that both chatzeris are allowed to carry into the churva. V'im toim, are you going to suggest, shtein asurois, they should both be osir? Lefi she'ein noisnin chotzer shaloi irva, lechotzer she'irva. In the same way as we saw before, that a chotzer that has an Eruv is not allowed to carry into another chotzer because we're afraid that those kelim that were in the bayis are going to find their way into the other chotzer, and that's osir. So to hear that we are afraid and we do not let the chotzer that has the Eruv to carry into the churva. And once we don't let one chotzer carry into the churva, we don't let the other chotzer carry into the churva either. Are you going to suggest that? No, don't say that. Hasam, in the case over there of the chatzeres, kiven de mintari moni de batim bechotzer, lo shoribu rabbonon. Since it's common to store and to keep the kelim that were in the bayis in a chotzer, therefore we have more reason to be afraid that the kelim are going to go from one chotzer to the other, even though they were in the bayis when Shabbos came in, and that would be osa. The osi lafuke, you're going to take out the kelim. Aval b'churva loy mintri, but in the case of the churva, there it's not common to store items from the house or the chotzer in the churva, and therefore we're not afraid. And therefore, it's very possible that according to Rav, both chatzeres are allowed to carry into the churva. Says the next Mishnah, Gag Godel Somuch Lekotten. And we've discussed this case previously. If you have a large home adjacent to a small home, and then the rooftops, which are next to each other, are similar to a T. You've got the large home, which is very wide, that the large roof, and the smaller roof adjacent to it, which means that the larger roof has its own three walls, and the fourth wall has a type of post on the right and on the left, which is the part of that rooftop which is wider than the smaller home, than the smaller roof. And then at some point there's an opening, so to speak, where the larger roof just merges out into the smaller roof, to the smaller home. So if you've got these two roofs next to each other, Hagodl Mutter, the people in the big home are allowed to carry their utensils onto the roof, onto the big roof. Vakotn Osur, however, the people on the small roof are not allowed to carry onto the small roof. Why? And we're about to see, we've had this already with a chotzer, it's the same halacha, and that is that relative to the big roof, then the big roof has its own wall surrounding it. And the part which is, so to speak, open, where the small roof branches off it, is just considered, assuming it's not wider than 10 amas, it's just considered an opening. And an opening does not destroy the fourth wall from having the status of a wall. And then it's a chotzer that, so to speak, has four walls you're allowed to carry in it. However, the small roof is totally breached open on the fourth side where it reaches the big chotzer. So that roof only has three of its own walls and is totally breached open. And since it's totally breached open into a roof, into another person's roof, and that other person's roof is a different rishus, and you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos, and therefore you're not even allowed to carry onto the small roof itself. Says the Mishnah, a similar case to the roofs is chatzeris, chotzer gedoilo shenifrat soliktano. If you have a very big chotzer, and in the middle of one of the large and wide walls, you've got an opening into a smaller chotzer belonging to somebody else, gedoilo muteris, one's allowed to carry freely in the big chotzer because it has all the walls it needs, uktano asura, but you're not allowed to carry in the small chotzer because one of its walls are entirely breached open to the big chotzer. Because the small chotzer is considered as the Pesach of the big chotzer, and the Meiri seems to understand that this is an explanation why the big chotzer you are allowed to carry in it, because relative to the big chotzer, the opening to the small chotzer and also the entire small chotzer is not considered anything more than a doorway, than an opening, and therefore one's allowed to carry in the big chotzer. In the small chotzer, however, in and of itself, it's a chotzer with only three walls, and on the fourth wall it's breached open to a different rishus, therefore one's not allowed to carry in the small chotzer at all. Says the Gemara, Lomo li lemishnah tarti, why do I need the Mishnah to give us two examples saying the same thing, also the rooftops, also the chatzeris? It's the same halacha. Answers the Gemara as follows, that L'Rav, the Gemara is going to explain, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, there's something that the halachas of Gag, of the roofs, are learning from Chotzer, and each one are learning something to conform with their own opinions that we've already seen previously in this perek. L'Rav, according to Rav, K'toni Gag Dumi de Chotzer, the Mishnah wants to impress on us there's a halacha of the rooftops which has to be learned from Chotzer. Ma Chotzer, in the same way as a Chotzer. Minkara Mechitzta. The walls are very easily discernible. You can see the walls surrounding a Chotzer. Afgag, so to a roof, that really a roof has no walls. And the walls that we use in order to allow us to carry on the roof has to be virtual type of walls, using the idea called good asik, that we extend walls of the home up as if they're going upwards beyond the rooftop. And those walls are considered as surrounding the roof. However, according to Rav, Afgag Nami Minkra Mechitzta, you only say good asik, provided that the walls that you want to extend up can actually be seen. That means when you're on the rooftop, you can tell where the walls are. So the outside walls, for example, providing that this roof is not completely adjacent to another roof, then you can see, here's the end of the roof, I can see the wall just going down beyond it. Only then you say good asik. And we've already learned previously, according to Rav, the wall between the two homes, there you cannot see that from on top, you do not say good asik. And even the walls all the way around the building, in the event that the rooftop juts out beyond the walls, then being on the rooftop, you cannot see the walls because the rooftop is jutting out beyond it, then you would not say good asik. Ule Shmuel. And Shmuel learned something else from Chotzer. He says, Gag Dumi de Chotzer. The reason the Mishnah puts the halachas of the ceiling, of the roof, together with the Chotzer, to teach us that there's something about the Chotzer we have to learn. Ma Chotzer, de Kador Silo Rabim, Afgag Nami, de Kador Silo Rabim. In the same way as typically in the Chotzer, there are people trampling over the area between the large Chotzer and the small Chotzer. People are walking over that area. So too the halacha here that it says in the Mishnah on the rooftops that you're not allowed to carry in the small roof on top of the small house. That is only providing that there are people, there's a rabbin, the public, are walking between the small roof and the big roof. And because people are walking in between them, we cannot say that the wall of the home, which is below, which is exactly in between the big roof and the small roof, we're not going to say good asik mechitzta. Rav says you wouldn't say good asik there because it's not nikar, you cannot see the wall. Shmuel says you say good asik even when you cannot see the wall. So according to Shmuel, why do you not say good asik that the wall between the two rooftops are also virtually raised up, and then you should be able to carry on the small rooftop as well? And the answer is because there are people trampling on that virtual wall, not allowing us to use good asik. Where did we learn that from? From Chotzer. That the same way as Chotzer, people are walking between the two chatzeres, so too the halacha, the condition, and the only time that we say that you're not allowed to carry on the small rooftop is because there are people walking between the two rooftops. However, if there would be nobody walking between the two rooftops, according to Shmuel, we would say good asik, and the people of the small home are allowed to carry onto the small rooftop. Continues the Gemara. Yosef Rabba, V'Reb Zeira, V'Rabba Bar of Chanon. They were sitting together. V'Yosef Abaye, Gabayu, Gabaye was also sitting there. V'Yosef V'Komri. And they said, Rabba and Reb Zeira and Rabba Bar of Chanon, they were discussing as follows. Shema Minomi Masnisin. From our Mishnah, it's apparent that Diyurei G'doylo B'Ktano, V'Ein Diyurei K'tano B'Gdoylo. That relative to the big Chotzer, let's talk about Chotzer, but the same would apply to the roof. Let's talk about Chotzer. Relative to the big Chotzer, the posts, that means the part of that fourth wall of the big Chotzer where it's wider than the small Chotzer, that acts as a fourth wall. And the opening is just a Pesach, which means that relative to this big Chotzer, there's a wall there. And the small Chotzer is at the most considered a Pesach to the big Chotzer, but it's certainly not, the small Chotzer certainly cannot influence the big Chotzer. The big Chotzer is walled off. However, relative to the small Chotzer, the small chotzer is totally breached open to the big chotzer, and therefore the status of the big chotzer can actually influence and impact what's going on in the small chotzer. That means it's one way. The big chotzer impacts the small chotzer, but the small chotzer does not impact the big chotzer. That's what it means. Dure gedoyla biktano. The residents of the big chotzer are also, they are in the ktano, which means they affect the small chotzer. Ve'en dure ktano bigdoyla, but the residents of the small chotzer have no influence on the big chotzer. Ketzad, and we're going to see now a number of halachas where this is. We're going to see five halachas, five ramifications of this. Number one, gefanim. We know this halacha of klei akerim. If you have a vineyard, and exactly the definitions of a vineyard and how this works, this is not the place to go into all those intricate details. But there is a concept called a vineyard. Whatever is defined as a vineyard, the Torah says you're not allowed to plant in it vegetation, different seeds, different plants. And again, we're not going now into all the halachas of Kilei Kerem. But you're not allowed to plant zroim, plantations, inside a vineyard. The halach is that if you have a vine, 4 amos, you have to leave a gap of 4 amos. After that, you can plant whatever you want. But within 4 amos of the vine, you're not allowed to plant any plantation. Now, if there's a wall that's been erected between, just beyond the vine, then because there's a wall that separates what's beyond the wall on the other side of the wall from the vineyard, and even if the wall is thin and they're very close to each other, you can plant the vegetation just behind the wall. Gefanim bigdoyla. What happens if you have the entire big chotzer is full of vines? It's a vineyard, and the vines are coming right up to the edge, to the end of the big chotzer. Then osur lizroya esaktano. You're not allowed to plant in the small chotzer. You're not allowed to plant there, since relative to the small chotzer, there's no wall. It's totally breached to the big chotzer, and in the big chotzer, you've got vines right up to the edge of the big chotzer. And therefore, you're not allowed to plant the zroim in the small chotzer, and that's even if it's more than 4 amos. If there would be a wall there, then you would be allowed to plant zroim immediately on the other side. However, since relative to the small chotzer, it's totally breached open, but relative to the big chotzer, it's just an opening, a pesach, so the small chotzer relative to the big chotzer is considered a pesach, a doorway. The whole entire chotzer is considered a pesach, and therefore even more than 4 amos away from the separation between the big chotzer and the small chotzer, even more than 4 amos, you're not allowed to plant any plantation, because the entire small chotzer is the pesach of the big chotzer, and the big chotzer is full of vines. You cannot plant anything in the small chotzer. Ve'im zora zroin asurin. If you did plant in the small chotzer, you put plantation, then the plantation is going to be asur, because you've got the big chotzer has the vines in, and relative to the small chotzer, there's no separation between the big and the small chotzer, and the small chotzer has the zroim in, so the zroim are going to become osur. However, gefanim mutorim. The vines that are in the big chotzer, they're going to remain mutter, for the simple reason that relative to the big chotzer, it's as if the small chotzer is on the other side of a wall, and therefore the plantation in the small chotzer does not influence the vines in the big chotzer. Now, what's with the other way around? Gefanim biktano. If you planted the vines in the small chotzer, mutel izreas agdoila, you're allowed to now plantation in the big chotzer, because relative to the big chotzer, what's in the small chotzer is on the other side of a mechitza, on the other side of an entranceway. And therefore, we disregard what's in the small chotzer. And since we disregard what's in the small chotzer, I can plant the zroim in the big chotzer. And there's no issue with that. And Rashi discusses why, with the passage of time, as the vine and the plants are growing, why does the gefanim, the vines, in the small chotzer, why do they not become osur? Because the big chotzer influences and impacts the small one. Why are those vines not going to become osur? And Rashi explains, since when they planted the vines, it was planted beheter, and also the zroim that were probably planted, one was only not allowed to plant midrabbanon, it's different types of zroim, and therefore it would not be osir. Continues the Gemara, a second halacha, where we see that the relationship between the big chotzer and the small chotzer is not the same as the small chotzer to the big chotzer. And there's a halacha, if a man wants to divorce his wife, he has to give her a get, a bill of divorce. He's got to give it to her in her hand, in her chotzer, in her rishus, and she's got to be in the chotzer. If you want to give it to her into her rishus, she's got to be there. So what happens if isha b'gedayla, if a woman is in the big chotzer, the get, and the husband throws the get into biktano, into the small chotzer, misgareshes, she's divorced, since the relative to the small chotzer, it's totally breached open to the big chotzer. So the get in the small chotzer, it's as if it's in the big chotzer. And since she's in the big chotzer, the divorce is valid. Isha biktano, however, if the woman is in the small chotzer, the get bigdaila, and the get is put into the big chotzer, since relative to the big chotzer, the small chotzer is totally separated, it's not as if the get is in the same rishus as the woman, and therefore Eina Misgareshes, she's not divorced. And Rashi says we don't say that it's as if the woman is in the same rishus as the get, because a woman typically doesn't want to receive the get. So we don't view it, the get can only be valid if the get is brought to the woman, not if we have to bring the woman to the get. And since the woman in this case is in the small chotzer, then the get will only be valid if, so to speak, we say that the woman is annexed to the place where the get is. And that's something we don't do. Continues the Gemara, a third halacha. Tzibur b'gdoilo, if you have a whole group, you have 10 people who want to be davening, and they are in the big chotzer. V'shliach tzibur b'ktano, and the shliach tzibur is supposed to be being moitzi the tzibur, is in the small chotzer. Yotzi nidei chivason. Since the small chotzer, relative to the small chotzer, it's an extension to the big chotzer, it's as if the shliach tzibur is together with the tzibur. And therefore they are yotzer. However, tzibur biktano, ushliach tzibur biktaila. What happens if the tzibur, the minion, are in the small chotzer, and the shliach tzibur is in the big chotzer? And since relative to the big chotzer, it's separated from the small chotzer, so the shliach tzibur is not together with the tzibur, so they're not yetzer. And we don't say that it's as if the tzibur and the small chotzer are annexed to the shliach tzibur, because it's inappropriate, it's improper and uncommon that a group should annex itself to an individual. All we would do is annex an individual to a group. So if the individual, if the shliach tzibur is in the small chotzer, then it's as if he's with the minion. But the other way around, we wouldn't do that. A fourth halacha. What happens if you're trying to make a minion? Tisha b'gdoilo, you have 9 men in the big chotzer. V'yochid b'ktano, and a single one, the number 10, in the small chotzer. And since relative to the small chotzer, it's totally breached open to the big chotzer, it's as if they are a group and it's a minion. Tisha biktano, however, if you have 9 men in the small chotzer, the echod bigdoila, and just 1 in the big chotzer, ein mitstarfin, then they do not merge for a minion, since the 1 in the big chotzer is not associated to the 9, because relative to the big chotzer, the small chotzer is walled off. And we don't say that the 9 annex themselves to the 1, as we said before. Continues the Gemara, a fifth halacha. Tzoya, if you've got excrement, and you're not allowed to say Krishma in the presence of Tzoya. So if Tzoya is big doila, also likris kriyashma biktana. If you've got this Tzoya in the big chotzer, you're not even allowed to say Krishma in the small chotzer, because relative to the small chotzer, it's just an extension to the big chotzer, it's breached open. And therefore the Tzoya in the big chotzer prohibits us and restricts us from saying Krishma in the small chotzer. Big doila. Sorry, Tzoya biktano. If the Tzoya is in the small chotzer, then mutter likris kriyashma bigdaila. Since relative to the big chotzer, the small chotzer is walled away, and therefore, even if there's Tzoya in the small chotzer, you're still allowed to say kriyashma in the big chotzer. Continues the Gemara. Omaluhu Abaya. Abaya said, and let's remember that they were sitting together, Rabba and Rab Zeira and Rabba Bar of Chonon, and they were sitting there, and Abaya was sitting with them, and they said this halacha, they said these 5 halachas that are apparent from from what we learnt, from what we learned before, from in the Mishnah, that the relationship between a big chotzer and a small chotzer. And that was Abaye's turn to respond to what they said. They said, according to what you're saying, that if you have kilayim, that in the event that the big chotzer and the small chotzer, so to speak, were the same width, and the bigger chotzer was not wider than the other chotzer, then in that case, we don't have the, so to speak, the posts on the side of the bigger chotzer creating an open way, and then it's all considered as one big chotzer. In that case, the halacha would be that 4 amos beyond the vines, you're allowed to plant the plantation, the yerek. Now that you say that the bigger chotzer is wider, and you've got the little part, the little posts, the side posts, which is the wall of the chotzer, which is wider, where the big chotzer is wider than the small chotzer, that creates a mechitza, a partition. What that does is it makes the small chotzer be considered a pesach, and now you're not allowed to plant the yerek in the small chotzer even more than 4 amis away. So what do we see from there? An interesting phenomenon. We see that creating a wall actually creates an issa. It stands to make things even more stringent than without the wall. And that's something which is very unusual. We don't find such a thing ever. Im kein motzinu mechitza le'issa. Making a partition is actually creating a problem, because the partition of the big chotzer defines the small chotzer as a pesach, and then even more than 4 amis away from the big chotzer, you're not allowed to plant the yerek. She'il mole ein mechitza. If there wouldn't be this mechitza, marchik dalad amis v'zeria, then 4 amis away from the vines, he's allowed to plant the zeroim. V'ilu hashta, but now that you've got this, so to speak, this wall with an opening in, but this wall, asura, then even more than 4 amis is asur. So omale Reb Zeira l'Abaye. Reb Zeira commented to Abaye and said, why are you so surprised? V'loi motzinu mechitza le'isur? Have you never found such a concept that creating a mechitza actually creates an issa? Why are you so surprised? Votnan, we learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah. Chotzer gedoyla shenifritzo l'ktano. If you have a big chotzer that's open to a small chotzer, gedoyla muteres uktano asura. Then you're allowed to carry in the big chotzer, and you're not allowed to carry in the small chotzer. Mipnei sheika pischa shel gedoyla. And the reason you can carry in the big chotzer is because the small chotzer is just a pesach. V'ilu hishva es gipufeo. What would happen if you would add a wall? Because let's picture this. You've got a wide chotzer, or a roof, but let's talk about the chotzer. You've got a wide chotzer, and somewhere in the middle of the wide wall, you have a smaller chotzer coming off it. And the little bits of wall on each side of that smaller chotzer, that makes itself as if it's a wall, as if it's the fourth wall. What would happen if flashed to the walls of the small chotzer, if you would continue the walls of the small chotzer, so to speak, right through the big chotzer, and turning the big chotzer as narrow as the small chotzer, which now means that the big chotzer doesn't have the side posts which define it as having a fourth wall. And then, so to speak, you have two chatzeiros that are breached to each other. And what's going to be the halacha? You can now not carry even in the fourth chotzer, in the big chotzer. Even in the big chotzer, you cannot carry. So you see from here clearly that the only reason you can carry in the big chotzer is because you do not have these walls. But if we create an extra set of walls that are going to partition and make the big chotzer narrow, you'll then no longer be able to carry in the big chotzer. So you see clearly that putting up walls can create an issur. V'ilu hishves kipufel, if you would straighten out, so to speak, the side posts, which is the part that the wider chotzer is wider than the narrow one, then gedoyla nami asura. Doing that is going to create an issa on the big chotzer as well. Omar Le Abaye said, you can't compare it to that. Hosom siluk mechitza isu. The reason over there that the chotzer, you're not allowed to carry in the big chotzer, is not because you put up this new wall, but because you removed the wall that was there. Before you erect these new walls, then you've got a mechitza. You've got the little side, you've got those side posts, which is where the big chotzer is wider than the small chotzer. That's a wall. By putting up these two new walls, what you're in effect doing is removing those walls, those side posts. Removing walls can create an issa. But when do we have a case where creating a wall, like we saw in the case with Kilaim, creating this wall between the big and small chotzer actually made an issa to plant kilayim even more than 4 amos away? Where do we find such an example? Omar li Rav al Abaya. Now it was Rav's turn to comment to Abaya. Have you never found that putting up a wall can actually create an issa? For itmar, we learnt in Sukkah, sikeich al gabe achsadra. If you have an achsadra, which in this case the achsadra means you have two walls and two full walls parallel to each other, like a throughway, and on each corner of these walls you have a post, ptsimin, you have these posts which are a tefach by a tefach wide. Sikeich al gabe achsadra sheyesh lo ptsimin. Kshera. It's kosher, it's a kosher sukkah. Why? Because you've got two walls. We know the halacha is shtayim kehilchosa, two proper walls you need in a sukkah. Vishlish is the third wall, afilu tefach. And here on the third and fourth wall, you have these corner posts which are a tefach wide. They serve, so to speak, to be the fourth wall, the third and fourth wall. Or you only need three, the third wall. And then the sukkah is kosher. Ve'ilu hishve petzimel. What would happen if you put up another wall, just a tefach away from each of the existing walls, covering up those ptsimin, those posts, and now the posts are hidden between the two walls. And the area inside the sukkah now, there are no ptsimin there. So you put up this wall, and lo and behold, the sukkah is parcel. Ilu hishve ptsimel. If you were to smoothen out, straighten out the posts, which means put up a wall beyond the posts, psula, the sukkah becomes possible. So you see here that putting up a mechitza creates a psul. Omar le Abaya, Abaya says, Ludidi, according to me, Abaya, I don't hold of what you're saying anyway. I think the sukkah will be kosher even if you put up these walls. Why? Because I, Abaya, hold that since this achsadra probably or typically has a beam going from across the four corners of this achsadra, and the beam is a tefach wide, then I say pitikra, the width of the beam, so to speak, since it's a right angle off the ground, virtually speaking, is yoyered v'soysum, is extended down till the ground. So I, Abaya, say, I don't need those ptsimin. The third and fourth wall for me is the pitikra. But leditcha, you rather, even according to you, where indeed the sukkah would be possible, but even according to you, it's not putting up the walls that made the sukkah possible, it's the fact that you removed the third wall. What was representing the third wall? These posts. You removed these posts from the sukkah by putting up a wall in between them and the area inside the sukkah. And that again, like we said before, siluk mechitza is he. Then you've removed walls by removing partitions. We can create an issa. But where do we find that the partition you're putting up is creating the issa? We only find that by kilayim, and Abaya was wondering about that. Omali Rabbi Bar Avchanon la Abaya. Now it was Rabbi Bar Avchanon's turn to comment to Abaya. V'loi mechitzinu mechitza le'issa. We never found that adding a mechitza, putting up a mechitza, can create an issa. V'otanya. We learned in a brisa. Bayis shechetzi mekuro v'chetzi eimi mekuro. If you have a home, only half of the home has a roof, has a ceiling on it. The other half is open air. Then the halach is, we say, pitikra yered v'soysam, the edge of the wall, of the half of the house has a ceiling, the edge of the ceiling, we say, pitikra yered v'soysam, and so to speak, there's a virtual type of wall between the roofed part and the non-roofed part. So gufanim kan, so if you have the vines planted on one side of this virtual wall, mutal is rare bekan, you're allowed to plant zroim on the other side, because that's the power of pitikra yered v'soysam. However, ve'ilu hishves kiriyov, if you're going to continue the wall, so to speak, it's called making a mechitza, not a vertical one, a horizontal one, you're going to continue and roof the entire area. Now suddenly, also, you're not allowed to plant the vines on one side of where the roof ended before you extended it, and Zeroim on the other side, now it's also to do that, because it's all under the same roof. So you see that putting up a partition actually creates an Issa. Omar Le, so Abaya said, no, Hosom Siluk Mechitzas, who there also, it's not that you put up the roof which creates the Issa, it's the fact that you removed the Mechitza. I had a Mechitza called Pitikra, the mouth of the roof, which was my wall, it was what was extended downwards. You actually removed that by extending the roof beyond where it was. Removing a mechitza can create an issa. But we still don't have a place where you find that putting up a mechitza makes an issa. Sholach le Rav al Abaya. So Rav sent to Abaya the the following refutation to his question. He says, I'm going to find you a braisa that explicitly says that putting up a wall can create an issa. And who did he send this answer to, this refutation to Abaya? Who did he send it with? Biyad Rav Shemaya Bar Ze'ira. And he said as follows, V'loi motzinu mechitza le'isar? Have you never found that putting up a mechitza creates an isar? V'otani, we learnt in the braisa. Yesh mechitzois hakerem lehokil ulahachmir. Sometimes in a vineyard, putting up a wall serves as a leniency. That means it's more lenient, the halachas, if you put up a wall than if you don't put up a wall. And sometimes it makes a chumrah. And this is what we're going to see. This chumrah is by the vineyard, is where we're going to see that putting up a wall is going to create an issa. Ketzad, what's the case? Kerem amnotua ad ikar mechitza. If you've got a wall and you put vines planted right up until the walls, zerea me'ikar mechitza ve'elich. On the other side of the wall, just very close to where the vines are on the other side, you're allowed to plant zeroim. Ve'she'ilu. If that wall wouldn't be there, marchik dalad amis v'zerei, you would have to distance yourself for amis and only then start planting. So there you see clearly there's a halacha in kilayim that putting up a wall actually creates a leniency. Zeu mechitzas hakerem lehokil. That's a partition, a wall in a kerem, which is a leniency. Ulahachmir ketzad. Where do we find the case that putting up a wall actually creates a stringency? Hoya moshuch min hakoisel Yud Aleph Amo. What happens if you have a vineyard within a vineyard? That means you have vines within a vineyard, and what defines the vineyard is walls going all the way around the vineyard. What happens if there's less than 12 amos between the edge of the vines and the wall surrounding the vineyards? Then the halacha is Loi Yovi Zera Lasham. In the entire 11 amos, you're not allowed to plant any zroim. If there would be no wall there, marchik dalad amos, as we know, you move aside 4 amis from the vines, you can plant your zroim there. However, now that you have a wall, if it's less than 12 amis away from the vines, you're not allowed to plant zroim anywhere inside this area. You see that putting up the wall actually creates a chumrah. So from here, this is what Rava sent to Abaya. Why are you, Abaya, so wondering? How can it be that putting up a mechitza makes a chumrah? Here you go, look in Kilayim, you'll find it. It's explicitly in the Braisa. Omar Le, Abaya said to Rava, if you want to refute me from Kilayim, ulatameich, oisvon mi masnisin, why don't you refute me from a Mishnah, not from a Braisa? It's always stronger to bring a refutation from a Mishnah than from a Braisa. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, and some of us will remember that we actually learnt this Mishnah on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Titnan, Karachas HaKerem. Karachas is a patch, an open patch, a clearing within a vineyard. You've got lots of vines, and in the middle of this big group, this big large area of vines, you've got a clearing. Without any vines, are you allowed to plant Zeroim in that clearing? It depends how wide, how that square in the clearing, how far it is from the vines that are growing around it. That's called Karachas HaKerem, and the halacha is Bishama Umrim, Bishama Isay Chof Dalad Amis. You have to have 24 amis between one side, the end, that means from side to side of this clearing has to be 24 amis, and then you can plant inside, in the center of this area, you can plant Zeroim. And the Gemara is soon going to explain, the Mishnah is soon going to explain, the reason is that the 4 amis around within the vineyard, that means you've got the vineyard going all the way around, you have a clearing, the 4 amis of this clearing closest to the vineyard, to the vines, they are the 4 amis that you need to travel and to work on the vines. So they're considered an extension of the vines. And besides that, Beshamai say, and Beshamai say that a choshev area is considered 8 amos. Anything less than 8 amos is considered insignificant relative to the vines. So if you're going to have anything less than 16 amos of plantation in the middle, then you've got 2 sets of less than 8, and then each one will just, so to speak, be annexed to the vines growing on the side, and that will be osa. If, however, you have 8 by 8 amos in the middle, I mean, not 8 by 8. You have 16 by 16, actually. You have 8 amis and 8 amis next to each other, that both halves of the Zroim are very significant, according to Beis Shammai. Then, providing that they are 4 amis away from the Zroim, you're allowed to plant the Zroim from the vines, then you're allowed to plant the Zroim inside. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. I need 16 by 16 for the Zroim. Less than that would make them be annexed and bottled to the vines. I need 16 by 16 plus 4 on each side for the work to go round and to take care of the vineyard. Then you're allowed to plant the Zroim. If there's less than 24 by 24 clearing, you're not allowed to plant any Zroim there. That's according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Imrim Chov Dalet Amis. Beis Hillel Imrim Tezayin Amis. Beis Hillel say that only four Amis is already considered significant. So I need in the center only 8 Amis by 8 Amis of Zroim. Besides that, I need 4 Amis on each side. And that is 16 Amis by 16 Amis. This is one way of learning Beis Shammai. We saw on Daf Gimel, there's another way of learning Beis Shammai. They're not arguing what's called significant relative to the size of the Zroim. They're discussing how much you need to go around the vines. It could be you need 8 Amis. Either way, that's how we're reading the Mishnah. That is called Karachas HaKerem, Mechoil HaKerem. Mechoil is the other way around. You have the vineyard in the middle, and you have the circumference around the vineyard between the vines and the wall of the vineyard. You have an empty area. Are you allowed to plant Zroim there? So Beis Shammai Oimrim Tezayin Amo. Beis Shammai say you need to have 16 Amos. And like we said before, you need to have 4 Amos around the vines in order to be able to look after the vines. You need 4 Amos from the wall because nobody plants anything. You don't plant things so close to the wall. It will destroy the wall. That's what Rashi says here. It will destroy the wall. Rashi on Daf Gimel says something a bit different, but you don't plant within 4 Amos from the wall. So the area in between, in order for it to be significant, according to Beis Shammai, has to be 8 Amos, like we said before. So therefore, you need an area of 16 Amos between the edge of the vines and the wall of the vineyard. Then it's significant, and you can plant Zroim in the middle of it. However, if you have less than that, less than 16 Amos, then the amount of Zroim you'll be planting is less than 4 Amos. That's insignificant, and it will just become an extension to the vineyard. It will be considered as if you're planting vegetation in the vineyard. That will be Asa. Beis Hillel Oimrim, like we saw before, according to Beis Hillel, 4 Amos is called significant. So I need 4 Amos around the vine to be able to work on the vine, 4 Amos along the wall where one doesn't plant, and 4 Amis in the middle. Then it's enough if you have less than 12 Amis, which is what we saw before, the 11 Amis we mentioned before. If you have less than 12 Amis between the edge of the vines and the wall of the vineyard, then if you have less than 12 Amis, then the amount of Zroim is less than 4 Amis. It's insignificant, and again, it will be Osa because it will be bottled to the Kerem. And now the Mishnah is going to explain, and it's more or less what we said. We're just going to read it quickly. Ve'ezui karachas ha-kerem. What's the case of a clearing in the middle of a vineyard? Kerem shechorev em tzi'isa. If the middle of the vineyard has become cleared, im ein sham tezayin amo. If you haven't got 16 amos, this is according to Beis Hillel. Lo yovi zera l'shom. You're not allowed to bring any plantation to them. Ho yusham tesov am tezayin amo. If you have 16 amos clearing in the middle, then noisin loy kedei avidosi. You leave 4 amos on the outer edge of the clearing, which is the 4 amis closest to the vines. You leave that empty kdei avidos, so you need that to be able to work on the vines. Vezerea samoisar, and you can plant the rest. Ezui mochoyol hakerem. What's the case of the circumference of the kerem? Bein hakerem legeder. Between the vines and the wall of the vineyard, Shem Ein Sham Yud Beis Amma, according to Beis Hillel, if you haven't got 12 amis there, Lo Yovi Zera L'Shom, you're not allowed to bring any plantation there. Ho Yusham Yud Beis Amma, if you have 12 amis there, Nesin Lo Yikadei Avidosi, then 4 amis you leave next to the kerem, and 4 amis you leave next to the wall, because you don't plant right next to the wall, Vezerea Samaisar, and the 4 amis in the middle, you can plant your Zeroim. So what do we see from here? The same as we saw from the Brisa, that if there's a wall around the Kerem and the wall is less than 11 Amos away from the vineyard, you're not allowed to plant any plantation in the area between the vines and the wall, even though it's 11 Amos away. However, and if you wouldn't have any wall, then you would just move four amis away from the kerem, from the vines, and you'd be able to plant. So you see here clearly that there's a concept of putting up a wall, and the wall makes an issa. And this is what Rava, this is Abaya said, that you, Rava, you want to refute me from a brisa, refute me from this Mishnah. Elo, now Abaya is going to say that neither the brisa nor the Mishnah are a good refutation to me. Why? Hosam lav hainu tama, the chol dalad amas legabe kerem avoidas a kerem. It says over there, the reason that you're not allowed to plant in the 11 amis is not because the wall makes a chumrah. No, it's just that the circumstances don't allow you to plant there. Why? The kol dalad amas legabe kerem avoidas a kerem. The four amis closest to the kerem, you cannot plant any plantations there because it's an extension to the kerem, because you need to be able to go there in order to work on the vines. Legabe geder, kiven deloy mizdaron afkure mafkir. The four amis closest to the wall, it's nothing to do with anything really, no alocha that you're not allowed to plant there. People don't plant there. We just disregard that area because if you plant there, you're going to destroy the wall. Mafkir luhu. Debeine beine, in the area between the four amis from the wall and the four amis from the kerem, i'ikadalad, if there's four amis there, choshev, then it's a significant area, and therefore you can plant there. V'iloi loy chashivan, if it's less than four amis, it's insignificant, and therefore it will become bottle to the kerem. But it's not the wall itself which is creating this issa. So it's not because I have a wall that's 11 amos away, therefore I'm not allowed to plant the zroim, and if I wouldn't have the wall, I'd be able to plant the zroim. No, it's not because of the wall. It's since I have the wall there, and the wall is 11 amos away from the kerem, then the area that typically I would plant there is insignificant. It's going to be bottled to the kerem, and that's why I'm not allowed to plant there. But not because the wall creates this issa. And the Goyen Yaakov discusses what's the difference exactly of what the formula is. At the end of the day, you see that it's only after and because there's a wall there that we have this stringency. But either way, that's how Abaya answered this, and therefore Abaya's question stays in place, that it's interesting and strange that in the case of the case that we were discussing here with Kilayim, that in the case at the bottom of Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, that if you have a big chotzer and a small chotzer, it's only because you have a mechitza between the big chotzer and the small chotzer that makes the whole small chotzer be considered an entrance, like we saw the term of the Mishnah, kapischo shel gedayla. And since it's an entire entranceway, even if it's way beyond four amos, it's still osa to plant there. So you see that by virtue of the fact that there's a wall there, it's created this chumrah, and Abaya commented that we don't find such a concept that making a mechitza creates an issa. Im yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.